Coming to you from Homebrew Studios, it's Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour with your hosts, Bob Cady
and John Piccirillo
and Jay Smith.
Welcome to episode 144 of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour.
Welcome aboard, folks. Ha!
Bonjour, Shans.
Yes, I see.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
That's French, right?
Oh, sounds yeah. French.
That's French.
French Canadian, I wonder.
It's French.
That's the theme I'm going for tonight.
French Canadian?
You'll see.
Oh,
you'll see where I'm going.
But he has his Russian hat on. Hey, comrade.
It could be Canadian.
Yeah, it could be. That's true. But you do look rather Russian with it on.
I was talking about Vancouver Russian? The other night.
Vancouver.
Jay wasn't here. I was talking to you. Yeah. There's some beautiful places in.
He actually remembered the conversation on
Canada.
Oh, it was past that point.
Beautiful places.
Canada's pretty nice place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jay didn't want to upset you, but he was saying how he enjoys the cold.
Yeah, I do. I like this weather. Actually, you know, it doesn't bother me that much. I think it's kind of neat.
You've left him speechless. Sorry. This is the first time.
I think it's kind of cool.
Because, you know, he walks around just like, it's November. Spring's right around the corner.
As long as nothing bad happens, you know what I mean? It's cool. But, you know, if, like, pipes break and your heat goes out.
That's,
or your car breaks. I mean,
that's what it comes down to. And Bob and I have talked about it for a long time. Like, I'd love to be somewhere that was warm all the time. But with every change you make comes repercussions.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, if the worst stuff that we deal with is a shitload of snow and or...
Or
cold temperatures, both of which can kill people, and it can be devastating. Mm-hmm. But I think we can prepare for snow. Mm-hmm. I think we can do it pretty good.
You can do it.
I mean, the wildfires, that's hard. You can't do a whole lot of preparation for that kind of
stuff. No, find me some other place in the country. I'm sorry, not than the Northeast, where you're not going to have some kind of natural disaster possibly fucking crush you.
Especially now, you know? When so many things are changing in the environment.
All right, so maybe you can go up to Seattle, but then it rains and you hang yourself, so...
You've mentioned Seattle one other time this week. What's your thing with Seattle today?
It's very gloomy and doomy.
But it sounds like you're interested in going there. That's why I'm asking.
I said the exact same thing before. How does that sound like me wanting to go there when I say it's very rainy and you go hang yourself? Does that scream Bob wants to go there?
I can't remember what you said right before it.
I don't know. I thought it was just neat. I just remember skiing and stuff like that.
I was just going with another part of the country where the natural... I mean, they're on the West Coast, so I'm sure they probably have been affected by an earthquake.
Oh, yeah. They get earthquakes all the time out there.
You know, for Seattle, so... But, I mean, you haven't heard them be caught up in the devastation of an earthquake yet. At least in my lifetime, I don't remember. But, we had one, or as far as I remember, we had one earthquake that was like a little rumble back when we were kids. That, remember, it was at Blue Mountain Lake?
You know. Yeah, I totally. Yeah. Hey, that movie we watched the other night, I remember some of that stuff, I think, on the news.
Oh, the Tom Cruise movie? Yeah, we watched American Made. You should check it out. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's based on a true story. It's a true story.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Caught me by surprise. Never heard of the movie ever.
Yeah, it was just out this fall.
And I just kept hearing Tom Cruise in the background. What the fuck? Yeah, I got to check out this movie. And I ended up watching most of it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was a pretty good movie. Yeah, well, because the guy he played was stuck in like Iran-Contra.
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
He was a pilot, a TWA pilot that got recruited by the CIA, and he got stuck with Nicaragua, the Iran-Contra, and Pablo Escobar in the Mexican. Yeah, so and it just ended up snowballing completely on him. And I won't say what happened in the end. I mean, it's a true story anyway. So if you know it, you know it. But it was fascinating. One of the fascinating points that me and John were discussing was
I was trying to remember his name, and I know you know
Barry Seal.
There you go.
Yeah, and the amusing thing was that he was making so much illegal money, and they put him in a town in Arkansas. I think between 78 to like 86, and basically he took over the fucking. It was like ridiculous. All of a sudden, the town was like went from Bumpkinville to like people driving brand new V cars good and movie. Stuff because he got like a bunch of other pilots to work with him and stuff. And he's got so much money that he can't. He's burying it in the backyard. He's got this. Because he's got an airport on this property. True story, the CIA Jay. Gave him this Jay. Shit. Yeah. They Jay. Gave him like this huge
it's
piece of
true
land.
True story.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
That's so what's fucking funny about it.
They gave him this like huge plot of land. So like it ended up being this shitty house that the water didn't even work in when he first got there with his family. And then all of a sudden, like a year or so later, it's got like a pool and it's this huge thing. And but he's got this old abandoned airport that he's flying.
Looking for a little slab and pickle
that he's flying out of with to make these runs to like Nicaragua and stopping off in Panama. Oh, Noriega was the other one he was dealing
what,
with.
Was
this
a drug
day.
Dealer?
No, he was.
He got extorted.
Yeah, he got recruited by the CIA because he was in 78. He was a TWA pilot, and he was like a rising star as a TWA pilot, but he was. Getting paid to bring stuff into the country, you know, like cigars and stuff like that. Yeah. And the CIA guy kind of caught him and then kind of basically didn't really bust him.
Yeah.
But just turned him.
Used
him. Nope, that's the wrong one.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And so they wanted to, Reagan wanted to. Reagan. The thought was that Russia was trying to put in place governments in South America.
Yep.
You know.
Right.
And one of them being Nicaragua.
Okay.
And so Reagan tried to get through Congress to start to basically go down there militarily. And Congress didn't want another Vietnam, so they shut that down. So that's when he started the guns thing. So he started, it was him bringing guns down to Nicaragua.
Goes into it.
So he starts going down there, and he has to stop. They have him stop in Panama because Noriega was giving the CIA information for money on what was going on with the communists.
Okay.
So he'd stop there, talk to Noriega, get that and fly back. But then he was the Medellin cartel, which was two other guys who were big, and Pablo Escobar.
Okay.
They got a hold of him because they couldn't find a pilot to fly off of this mountain that was short with a short runway. Yeah. Yep. They showed like old planes in the trees that couldn't get out there. It's fun. The movie.
The minute the guy started the plane, they're making bets on if he's going to make it. Yeah.
So like they get him going. So he's dropping these. He's dropping them from the plane into fucking Louisiana. From
the
plane. So
he's
got all these parts moving to do all this. So then they tell him. They tell him. Well, he gets kind of caught. Doing the Louisiana run because they he got caught somehow. How do you get caught? Oh, and he got caught in.
I don't feel like he got busted in.
No, he got caught when they raided Escobar and them, and he was stuck in the jail in Nicaragua. So he gets stuck down there. CIA gets him out and says you can't live in Louisiana anymore. So they give him this huge spread. In the middle of nowhere, some bumpkin town in Arkansas, they're going to fly out of this old abandoned like private airport and everything, and that's when that all starts taking place. So he gets like three or four other pilots to do these runs with him, and like one of these runs, he has to land in the middle of this neighborhood, and he crashes the plane, and he gets out and he's covered in coke, and he's got a bag of cash, and he goes up this kid and his sister are sitting there, and he hands them like a whole stack of money and takes his bicycle and rides off on the bicycle. Really? He's got like all this coke all over him. It was a funny movie. It was a really kind of funny movie, but they just had the old luggage, big suitcases full of money with these $100 bills coming out, and they couldn't figure out what to do with it. He was literally hiding like 7 million there, 20 million over there, 10 million over there
in luggage.
In luggage and bags and stuff.
Oh my god!
He had it like sitting. He had it like in the bathroom of the airport. They showed these old style suitcases stacked up with like all this money flowing out of them. Really? It was hilarious. He had like so much of this shit going on that you knew it was just all going to end up going to shit at some point. But he got caught up in all of it. At one point, they wanted him. They had him bringing the Contras into the United States onto his property so they could train them and then send them back.
It was mind-boggling.
Yeah, it was.
When that happened...
The incompetency of the CIA was amazing.
Blown away.
Yeah.
Absolutely blown away. It's a good movie. And it really happened.
Yeah. It's a good... It's a really good movie to see.
I'm still absorbing...
Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Huh. Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Tom Cruise from like Top Gun.
Yeah. Tom Cruise. Good movie. Really good movie.
Yeah. Way off of my radar, that one.
I saw it in the fall. Well, most movies are zero on yours.
You're right.
So it's not that difficult. I would think it was out in like November or something like that, or October. And I knew I wasn't going to see it in the theater, but it was one of those ones where it just came out to rent on iTunes, and I was like, it's a good rental. Looked like it was going to be a decent flick and everything, but let's get down to some business.
Yeah. All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on buzzsprout.com and iTunes, or...
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter... and Instagram or Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. And on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick.
Did you see the new Star Wars movie?
No.
Nope.
Oh, I thought that's why you were jazzed about it.
No. I want to.
Good.
I have nothing.
I enjoyed it.
So we can't talk about it.
Yeah.
No talking.
It's
why, you saw it?
Oh, I did.
You do. I figured you
jerk.
I want to.
The only thing I will say about it is...
Do you like it?
Yes, yeah. I did. It just, there was a lot of different, it reminded me of Empire Strikes Back in the way of Star Wars kind of had, like, you had the whole film basically everybody doing, you know, together.
Yeah.
And how Empire, Luke went to Dagobah there with Yoda.
Yep.
And the other guys were doing that. And there was, like, a lot of separation. There's a lot of mid-movie separation. Okay. So it feels like there's there's a lot of stuff going on, which is fine. But it's definitely a movie where I'm like, I need to see it again because I probably missed a bunch of stuff. Okay. You know what I mean?
All right.
Kind of like watching it's kind of like watching like the Avengers movies where it's like so many characters, so many people doing things.
All right.
You know what I mean? They got a lot of characters now in it compared to it just felt like Luke, Leia, Han, and Chewie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. A lot of people are bitching this, that, and everything else about it. I take it for what it is. I've enjoyed them.
You know? Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy.
I think everybody still.
I'm glad you're happy.
I'm happy. I think.
I'm happy. I know that one. I'm happy.
Oh, God. I think everybody gets all down on the new ones because they feel like they need to be exactly like the original, and it's like you're never going to go back to that time and have it be that way. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sit back, shut up, and fucking enjoy.
This is what it is. Enjoy it.
Exactly. Let's go right to it.
Chillin' with Jay's Brew. Chillin' with Jay's Brew. Chillin' with Jay's Brew. Yeah,
there it is, look it. Jay's wrestling with something underneath there.
I have brought the glasses.
Deep from the snow-packed cooler.
Ooh. Now, if we could get a 151 hat like Jay's got, I'd be down with that for the winter time.
Comes a beer probably way it's too good for
material,
us.
A lot of material, a lot of seamstress.
We need the...
Prepared.
Oh, you got it.
It is right there.
A world-class beer released. Last time it was released was 2011. This was just released again this year by Founders out of Michigan.
You guys have had a bunch of Founders, haven't you?
A little bit, yeah. I love Founders.
Big fans.
Yeah, we've had a few of their beers. This is a Canadian breakfast stout.
Ooh,
yeah.
I know what's coming from John.
Looking for a little slab and pickle.
This is a real special beer. I was lucky to get my hands on six of these puppies. I was actually happy. Yeah, I was actually happy.
Wrestling those puppies.
Well, I was actually happy they even released this around here because this beer
is. Jay's looking up.
Wrestling with, everybody take wrestling a deep breath.
Okay. Wrestling my microphone here.
Relax. Yeah.
I mean, this is actually a world class beer.
Where did you end up digging up six
of them? Glenville.
Glenville.
they released quite a bit of it around here, and they let me. Well, they were selling it. You max you could get was six of it, and I got six, and I have two with me tonight in case if we really enjoy it, we're gonna have two because they're bomber size. It's 11.7% alcohol. This is a Canadian breakfast stout. It's a barrel aged. Stout, imperial stout brewed with chocolate, coffee, and it's aged in maple syrup bourbon barrels.
See, I was going to tell you.
You'll always have a place to drink here, you degenerate scumbag. Yep.
So
I knew there was going to be some maple syrup involved.
Yeah. These are this is the stout they do. They do a Kentucky breakfast stout, which is their basic stout that that Founders does. They age that in a bourbon barrel. This they age in a maple barrel. Same basic recipe, but this
I'm going to take a smell of it though, because I find that might be interesting. To
yeah, I bought six of these and I haven't actually opened it. I've been
wow.
I really wanted to have this and I've been dying to have it and I actually haven't opened it yet. So this is
I want to see how long it took you. Here's everything.
It's really been killing me. I mean, I've had this nose smelling.
It was fun.
I texted you, remember, the day that they had it. That
I know, I know. I said, you should probably get some. I've gone back to it a million times.
Because when they had it, and like I said, I was able to get six of them. And, well, they're gone now, but I mean, I have.
Because you got them.
I bought six, and let's go here. Let's see what this is. This is a world-class beer. I mean, it's rated one of the top beers in the world.
Ooh.
So, and we're
one of the top, like.
And our top beers ever made in the fucking world. The last time they were, and we're actually going to drink this, and I'm going to hold this. last time they released this was 2011, and then they released it again this year in 2017, actually, last year.
So in 2021 or whatever, you'll be able to get some.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get some now, because we're going to drink it.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Uh-huh. That even sounded good.
I know, that did. It had a good crack to it. Smell mapley?
Is it the same deal with the...
Smells barrel-y. Smells oaky. Same deal with
that. Artwork? Is this the one that had a...
No, that was different. He's thinking about the artwork ones you've gotten before.
Yeah, no, it's not those. This is different.
Ooh, that's like...
Dark.
Still hitting the button.
You got to make sure I log this in.
Oh yeah. You don't want to miss this one.
Don't let me forget this one. Jiminy Christmas. It's like a jackpot. It's like a beer jackpot.
He's getting squeezing every drop out of it.
Hey. That's the first time I've been comfortable with dead air. And it wasn't quite dead air.
That's not dead air.
Because we were actually listening to him spank the glass.
Spank the glass.
You come down in your best little boy suit and expect me not to get a raging cartilager?
I keep thinking I'm going to the camera over here. That's what I thought. Like at least three times in a row. I was like,
a rim job. All right, here.
My muffins are ready.
Beauty. I just sometimes you take them.
That's pretty. Yeah. Well, I have five more.
No. Like
keep that one
in the morning.
In the morning.
Sometimes if I don't,
it's gone. It's gone in the morning. You can keep that one.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, Bob wants to smell it.
Look at
I don't know. If you said it was oaky, I thought it was going to be
maple-y. It's oaky. Yeah, it's definitely oaky.
No, I'll pass. I thought it was going to be maple-y.
It's not maple-y smelling. Definitely smells barrel-aged. Smells like the inside of a barrel. That's what it smells like to me. That's what I get. There's no... maybe a hint of...
There's definitely some barrel.
It smells like the inside of a barrel.
Yeah, it's a deep.
You said there's chocolate in it, right?
Yep.
Oh, there's definitely chocolate in there.
I mean, if you want to take a whiff, I mean, help yourself.
No, I'll
but pass. It smells like the inside of a barrel.
Yeah, I'll pass.
With chocolate.
Yep, I'm getting a little chocolate.
I'm surprised you're not getting any of the maple.
I'm not smelling.
Nope,
that.
Not smelling any maple.
Ooh.
Right now.
Not at all.
Not at all with the smell.
I got it.
Yeah, we got to go into this.
There it is.
I wish I was Beyonce.
It just flowed.
Oh my god, that's a fucking good beer.
Yeah.
You'll always have a place to drink here, you degenerate scumbag.
Oh my god, that's good beer. Holy shit.
Yeah. It opened me up like a flower.
I think we're gonna need some. I think we're gonna need some tissues here.
Oh my god, that is a fucking good beer.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Wow. It's like a kaboom.
Wow,
beer.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Say it again.
That was worth the wait. Holy shit.
I think you should let people know what this is.
That's all right. I'll say it. What the hell are you drinking?
Yeah, that's Founder CBS. Holy shit.
Maybe you don't let everybody know where you got it. How about
well, you can't get it, so I don't care.
Good. So
I got some, and you're not going to get it. Well,
that's good, Jay.
It's in my cellar.
You just earned.
They said it gets better with the age.
Here, and
you get the maple now,
200
too. You're getting the maple?
Gold points for...
John, you getting that? The maple now?
No, yeah.
You get the maple
taste.
Now. It comes on the
taste.
It's on the mouthfeel there.
Yes,
now
it's
later.
Not the. It's not.
It's later.
The
comes
yeah.
later.
Yeah. It's magical. Yeah. It's magical.
It's like comes later.
It does.
Magical.
Oh, it does. Oh my god.
I almost don't want to sip again because
I don't either.
Like,
I don't.
I'm
wanna...
still getting like stuff.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's, like, is this better than sex?
No.
It's layers.
This is really good fucking beer.
Boom.
Holy shit.
And I want more so bad, but I'm like, it's still coming. I'm just going to set it down.
And there's better, they say there's better beer than this.
No.
Someone says there does.
I.
According to people on Beer Advocate, they say this is not the best beer in the world.
I'm taking a time out. It's fantastic.
Wow.
You sit in the corner, you're getting a timeout.
That's it. Just absorb it. That was real good. Real good.
It's a world-class beer.
Wow. Sounds like it.
Man.
Wow, it's good. They rank this as the number 13. Beer Ad ranks this as the number 13 beer in the world.
So it's another Founders, though.
This is Founders.
They have been fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, this is our Jay's Brews, this is a 5 on my scale all day.
Yeah,
I wasn't even going to bother doing
it. Why even bother going through it?
I'm not
even 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
I'm not going to bother. I mean, it's...
Where's Founders located again?
Michigan. Yeah.
Right.
But this is their... If you go on their... Actually, if you go on their website, they have a great video on how they make this, how they made this beer. And... It's pretty cool. It's pretty neat.
Stands right up there with your Wolf Hollow.
I mean, this is
Here's the thing. I'm down with Wolf Hollow.
Wolf Hollow makes some great beers.
And they make great beer. And we can get it fresh, like off the teat.
The freshness.
You were like
fantastic.
A farmer, like getting milk. You know what I mean? So. But for them to deliver this from...
This is crazy.
Not so far away and have this quality. That's astounding to me.
Wolf Hollow makes some great beers. I mean, I love those guys. And holy shit, but this is... This beer is just... Wow. Holy shit. This is blowing me away.
Now, I don't know how they do... I don't know how they keep that kind of freshness... And distribute all the way here. I know it's not that far.
Yeah.
But a window for something like this?
Well, this is something you're supposed to age. That's why I bought 6. Because this is only supposed to get better the longer you keep it.
Yeah, but
this is the beer you're supposed to keep.
For how long?
Forever. This is something you're supposed to... People haven't opened the other
it's
ones
like
yet.
Yeah, but have you ever tried that before?
I haven't, but it's one of those.
It's an expensive
investment. People do those.
Like, if you know your beer's really good.
Dude, I bought six of these, and they were $28 a bottle.
Same happens to me with wine. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Same problem with the wine.
They're not cheap.
You don't want to experiment. It's hard to experiment
with. I'm trusting
everything you got.
I'm trusting what other people have said. The 2011 version is something that.
First Jay's Brew of 2018, and he fucking knocks it right out of the park.
This is,
you just set yourself up for a really high bar.
This is this is a fucking great beer.
Let me just say,
look at that. I mean, fucking great beer.
He's getting chivers.
It is. It's hard. I mean, just every time I sip it, you get bourbon.
It's hard to explain all the love here.
I mean, every time I sip it, you get it something a little different. And you're getting the maple. You're getting chocolate.
You're titillated, aren't you?
Yeah.
So good. Jake keeps bringing them. Fucking jackpot.
I told you, his first Jay's Brew 2018. Hey, you have no idea. Skyrocketed it.
Jay's going to be the fucking
that
beer
new,
guy, man. I'm telling
that
you.
That new, the new.
Finding beers in the world.
The new.
sweet, sweet conquest going on right there.
I'm the beer hunter.
Beer hunter.
Hashtag I want to be beer hunter. Sailboat and go all over the world.
Do they have dog the. Bounty hunter, drunk beer hunter. The beer hunter.
Hashtag that one, beer hunter.
Hashtag beer hunter.
We're gonna this copyright
some,
that one.
This is some good
right now,
beer.
Beer hunter.
Man. Good beer.
Beerhunter.com.
There you go.
It's mine.
Does everybody know?
I own it. What?
What it is?
CBS.
See, that's what we need to do. It. That's what we need
if
to.
You can get it. Get it.
That's why we got to make some money at this. We can send Jay around the world hunting beers.
Get my own and TV show.
Yeah,
there's just so many TV shows out there that do this. I'm like, I could do this.
Hunt beers.
I can go just drink beer.
Jay is hunting beers.
We can take our friends and go drink beer. Have fun.
I like that.
We can do this.
Go over to England and have some whatever and Skittles.
Beer and Skittles?
Beer and Skittles.
Beer and beer.
Make fun of people
and have a fag.
Beer and beer. Beer.
I would smoke a cigarette in England just to ask somebody for a fag.
Hi. Oh, that fucking guy does it show every year. Cool. I can't remember it now. The alcohol one. Travel Channel.
Bardem there or something?
No. I can't remember his name. Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter. Whatever. Founders CBS.
What?
Founders CBS. Get some.
Television network? Founders CBS. That's what it's called, CBS?
CBS. Canadian Breakfast Stout, eh?
Hey, Canadian breakfast out.
That's where I get the hat. That's where I did the French thing.
The French.
Oh, I get where I was going there.
All right, one more time.
All right, I'll say it. What the hell are you drinking?
World-class beer.
World-class beer. That's what we're drinking.
Way too good for us. Founders CBS.
Watch out!
You probably can't get it, but if you can, get it and send me some.
It's you've been watching this. It's obviously amazing.
Oh, my God.
Because these two have been, like, dropping loads here.
Yeah, this is great. I have...
Happy New Year, Jay.
I have... Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah,
Happy
baby. Now it's official.
I'm glad I saved it.
It's official.
This was worth it.
Yeah, and I got, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I have 5 bottles left, maybe 4 by the end of the night. We'll see.
Chillin' with Jay's Brew. Chillin' with Jay's Brew.
Hi, honey.
Chillin' with Jay's Brew.
in your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Bob and John, super duper variety power hour.
Yeah, baby.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on buzzsprout.com, and on iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram, or Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour, also on Untapped at Jay's Brew.
Well, I've only forgot half the episode, Jay, but what's the word of the day?
Oh, crap. Hang on.
Oh, crap?
Yeah.
Yep, no, that
top one. Of my sheet here says, what? Jay, word of the day.
Yep, yeah, does. So does mine. And I
but he did
it.
Have the intro yeah. for two consecutive episodes.
Yeah, I did.
I got to give him points for that.
And I got the word of the day.
Well, it's my fault you didn't get the word of the day, right?
No, I got it. I just had my page flipped.
I know, but I should have got it to you in the beginning 10 minutes, and I didn't.
I had a...
I'll get it there. I'll get there somehow.
Premature page flip.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Happens.
It does.
Word of the day?
Recumbentus.
Recumbentus.
Yes. It's a knockout blow.
Oh, that beer was a recumbentus to
yeah,
you guys.
That appropriate.
Knockout blow.
Recumbentus.
Recumbentus.
You open up that second one, and John's going to be licking the...
Yeah,
floor.
I'm going to save that one for another day.
Yeah. You got save that
another
shit.
Another special occasion.
You save that. You
we're gonna,
definitely
we're going to
recumbent this.
Yeah, we're going to
recumbent this. That was our New Year's celebration. Yeah. We couldn't be together.
No, we couldn't.
We got to. This was our first
oh,
chance.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get our... Yeah,
that.
Didn't
that was
get
an
our...
official happy
yeah.
New Year.
Oh, we could have
with
definitely...
the greatest fucking beer on earth.
Yes.
Almost. Hey.
The number 13 according
happy
to beer.
Happy fucking New Year, Jay. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. We could have definitely used your skills at the... at the...
Trivia. For Ed Wolf
Absolutely.
Holla.
Both of you guys. Definitely. But we had a good team. We had an impromptu team at Wolf Hollow Trivia. But it was fun.
Yeah,
we just have
fun.
No, I know you had your
my back
issues.
Was not going to be able to and hold
was,
out all night.
It was chilly, and you had your daughter, right?
Yeah.
It was mild.
That's all right. We'll get back to it next year.
Oh no, it was we actually just went, and it was so packed.
Was it?
We walked in. Holy crap! And two people ended up getting up at the half bar there. So we ended up sitting, and we were going to do trivia. Renee and I were just going to do a team ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there was three people next to us. We're like, come on, we'll just do a team together, the five of us. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. They're around our age, a little older. And we ended up winning the first round and almost winning the whole thing. But we could have used a lot of sports knowledge that they did not have.
I have useless sports knowledge.
Bob has a lot of
you,
that.
Yeah, we could have used a lot of useless sports
even
knowledge.
Even sports I hate, I have useless sports knowledge.
Yeah, you could have. I'm like, Bob would have known this. And some movie knowledge that I'm sure you would have known.
Yeah, probably.
But, those are jackpots right there.
So I'm like, Bob would have known this. I'm like, can I text Bob?
Can I text him?
I'm sure Bob would know this.
I was in a little bit of a strenuous situation. I was in a little bit. I was a little bit in strenuous situation with a football game.
So I know. I figured that. I'm like, I'm sure Bob's watching the Bills game.
Oh fuck yes! And then the end of the Ravens Bengals game. Oh my God! Talk about shit. I haven't been on the edge of my seat for a football game in 17 years like that. You know,
that's awesome.
That was just that was crazy. Mm-hmm. That's just crazy. I know by the time this airs, the playoff, the Bills Jags playoff game will be done. But it's going to be nice after 17 years to actually
be in, there.
Be in the tournament and sit and watch
That's
a game
awesome.
That Being part every of that snap means matters. Something. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
awesome.
A little surprised that you have the 151 yeah, not hat the
Bills,
instead of a
not
Bills
for Galia. Yeah.
Representing because you hey. Always represent. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I do have a Bill sweatshirt. Yeah, you Bill can't see it much on there. You can't see much on there. But
gotta represent the boys. Gotta represent the boys.
That's right. Absolutely. Especially these beautiful gifts.
Exactly. Actually, we wore this last podcast. Probably should have changed the hat, but
no, I'm going to wear it every time on the show.
No, I just meant so just change it from episode to episode, though.
And what? Take it off?
Not you. Never mind.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know where he was going with that. Anyway.
I don't think you know where the hell you are.
CBS, baby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in. You're about to listen to
with Bob and John
and Jay.
Want something else? Anything else?
No, I can't remember.
So our top 10 this week, if John can make it through,
I care.
Will be top 10 movies that you would tell somebody are a must see.
Oh my god!
In other words, basically,
we gotta do this list.
Yeah,
I was worried. Oh,
basically, is if somebody came to you and said, you know what, I've never seen a movie before, and so yeah. you could come out with this list and say, to me, these are the top 10 ones yeah. you must see.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are more than 10 movies that you must see. Yeah. I mean, I had to boil it down to ones that I would want to be. If I was the one that wanted that list, and somebody would be, this would be the list.
Yeah.
I'll go first. Why not? Actually, this is probably the newest movie on my whole list, which I think it was last year, the year before, The Martian with Matt Damon.
Okay. I think that was a good movie. I saw that.
That was a good movie.
You know, I wasn't interested in seeing it. I finally saw it. We rented it. I lurved it.
You
lurved it?
And you know what? My expectations were blown away. And every time I see it, I get sucked into it every single time. It is such a well-done
movie.
Great cast and great actors. Matt Damon was fabulous in it. And it was just a Ridley Scott. It's a Ridley Scott movie. And most of the time, he does really awesome movies. Big fan of him as a director. And it gets better every single time. I pick up little things too that I didn't see previous times. And I love movies like that when you can watch them and you pick up little nuggets that you're like, oh, I didn't see that the first time.
I
enjoy that movie, and I would put that as I obviously have on my list to tell people that it's a must see.
Your number 10. That was your number 10?
My number 10, yeah.
All right. What, I'm next?
You want me to go?
No, I'll go.
You
know, hey, this one is one that I haven't went back to as much as I wish I did. But anyway, I think Cannonball Run is a must-see.
Oh, I forgot.
Must-see.
Holy, forgot about
it. Yeah. I think that's a must-see for the masses.
See, there's not enough. Ten is not enough.
My man. You know what I mean? I don't even want to disgrace you and call you names. I just...
No, my pick... Listen.
That's what I wanted you to go first.
My picks are fine. My picks are fine. I don't know. Maybe I tweak a little bit, but I could do like a top 30. You know what I mean?
That one's a tough one. Look, that's why it's my number 10.
Yeah.
Because...
Our mistake is we probably should have boiled. We could have separated this and said like top 10 action movies, drama movies, comedy.
Yeah, we used to do that.
This was hard.
That's how we're making this continue.
Yeah, I mean, I could have come up with like 30 comedies alone. I mean,
you go first. No problem, guys. That's why we do
Cannonball
this.
Cannonball Run
is one of my favorite all time.
Yeah, I mean, there's some
Cannonball Run.
It covers all the stuff.
I'm Captain Chaos. This is my trusty sidekick, Kato.
Cars.
Say hello, Kato.
Cannonball Run.
Just got everything.
Yep.
Man, that's good. That's my number 10.
Yeah.
It was tough, too. I'm telling you, because I love... There's some movies I love.
Right.
There's a couple.
Me too.
My top five are true love.
I got a little artsy-fartsy.
I don't know. I tried.
I did.
Whatever.
I tried not to, but
Jay, you're number 10. That was a very good one.
Cannonball Run, I said that.
Cannonball Run? Oh, you did?
Said,
oh, okay.
It just made me change.
Yeah. My number 11 would be the Cannonball Run.
So classic.
I'm glad I made him go first.
My number 9, you know, there was just been obviously so many superhero movies. But I tried to wrap my head around him like, but what is one where you'd tell somebody, you gotta see this? And the one I came up was The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
With Christian Bale, and because Heath Ledger is just so fucking good in it. And it's just such a well-put-together movie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Batman, but in a way, it's almost such a dramatic action. It's even more dramatic with Heath Ledger and everything. It's almost, you don't feel like it's almost a Batman movie. You know what I mean?
I know, definitely.
So
I agree.
I kind of took all that thought of like, you know, would I tell them they got to see Thor? No. Would I tell with The Dark Knight? I was like, I feel that is the cream of the crop. You know what I mean? The top on that. So I went with The Dark Knight as number 9. John, number 9?
For number 9, I went with The Hangover. You know, when I watched it, and like we Bob and I had a brief discussion, not about what we were thinking, but about series. So if you loved every single movie of Star Wars,
uh-huh,
it would be your whole top 10.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's not.
I didn't go with trilogies. I thought about that after we talked about it, and I just said, you know what? I'm just going to pick one out of.
Yeah.
Right. So that's pretty
the group or the series or whatever. And besides, Hangover 3 is such a fucking dud.
Well, that's why I'm saying I don't want to down it because.
As a trilogy, it ruined it.
First Hangover was fucking hilarious.
Right.
Yeah. The second one, I feel it can be just as good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's not quite as good, but it's, you know, you can watch one and two seamlessly right back to back. You know what I mean? And still be laughing your ass off. But you know what makes those movies so great is because it's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not to the point of your lose a friend in Vegas and you're having all these adventures, but that wake up in the morning and what the fuck happened?
Oh,
you feel like
everybody's
been there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, you just had it last year. We were piecing together your evening. We were having our own little hangover moment on the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great movie. It's a hilarious movie.
That was a beautiful fucking beard.
it's starting to come together, right?
Getting there.
Jay, your number 9?
The CBS helped.
Yeah.
Jay, your number 9?
My number 9 is Into the Wild.
Into the Wild.
2007. Probably never heard of it.
I have
heard of it. Small movie. It was actually a biofilm.
Who's in it, though?
Emile Hirsch plays he's actually born into a wealthy family, mm-hmm, gives up all his money, and goes to Alaska.
Yeah.
And lives lives in a bus, and he actually ends up dying and freezes to death.
I watched that.
Good fucking movie. Fucking,
yeah, fucking
Jay went artsy fartsy on us.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, it went real artsy fartsy, but fucking good movie, man.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Really fucking dramatic. Good, but I remember watching. I watched it a long time ago. I think maybe when it came out.
What was the name of it again?
Into the Wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Yeah. Kid just decides to give up all
that's
everything.
Your number nine?
My number nine. Yeah.
Nice. Price, maybe, nice pick, Jay.
Maybe should.
Hey, it's not on my list, but I love your pick.
I remembered this movie. I just remembered the movie, and it was a good fucking movie.
It was a great movie.
It just
great
hit
movie.
Me. And,
I remember seeing that, yeah.
It just hit me. Fucking, I love
just,
that
I remember
movie.
It hit me yeah. hard, and it was a
it's good movie,
good movie.
Man. Yeah,
so
that's definitely
I came across
movie.
It, and...
No doubt
good,
about
good
it.
Good movie. But,
no doubt about
so,
it.
But, yeah.
I give that a thumbs up.
Yeah, so.
My number eight is... it's very rare that the second movie in a trilogy or series of movies is better than the original. Anything is better than the original movie. You know what I mean? But this one, I think, was a tad bit better than the original movie, and I'm going with Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah,
tad bit. I love the original Lethal Weapon, and that's what I was originally thinking of. And then I was like, but adding Leo gets in Lethal Weapon 2 puts it, you know what I mean? And the first two Lethal Weapons.
An accelerator.
The first two Lethal Weapons that make them so great, and which I still think in an action movie, or even a drama for that matter, you need such a dominant, great bad guy. If you don't have a great bad guy, it doesn't matter who the good guy is. You know what I mean? Why are the best diehards the first Die Hard and Die Hard with a Vengeance, the third one? They had great bad guys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. First two Lethal Weapons, great bad guys.
What'd you take for number nine?
The Dark Knight. What's the problem? We're at number eight. My number eight is Lethal Weapon 2.
All right.
Leo gets.
Anything you need.
Yeah.
Leo gets. See, I was looking over there.
Hey, fuck
whatever
you
need.
The drive-thru.
Leo.
Hey, fuck you at the drive-thru. Get
who gets
hey,
fucked?
Fuck you at the
Leo
drive-thru.
Leo gets fucked at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Yep.
Love that show. Movie.
The first two ones, great. Second one, I think, just a little bit better. A little bit more better use of comedy with Joe Pesci as Leo
gets.
That's
what we were talking about last night. It's hard. Like, the first ones of the greatest ones, it's hard to start picking apart, like, what's better.
Yeah.
You know?
You're number eight?
this is a little bit off the beaten path for me, but Deadpool. I like where it was going and where it's gone. And
it's such a different superhero movie.
It's
so out of the box, which makes it brilliant.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
I didn't think
of Deadpool. But I stick with the Dark Knight. I'll stick with the Dark Knight, but Deadpool would definitely be second to me just because it's so out of the box.
I love that shit right there.
And it's hilarious
out of the box. And have a chuckle about it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep.
I'm touching myself tonight.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Jay, your number eight?
My number eight is going to be The Road Warrior, Mad Max 2.
It's great.
Apocalyptic.
Look at it. Mel's getting all over this list here.
We got nothing? No Mel?
Oh.
Oh, you're all angry now.
Thank you, Jay.
No Mel love?
No, I was trying to think of a word. I was trying to think of a descriptive word, and I couldn't think of it.
I mean, just great. I mean, Road Warrior, man, the best vehicles in the history of
Road Warriors.
Apocalyptic
movies.
You know?
Yeah.
And just for that.
Yeah, it's so classic, especially our time when we grew up. It was like
1981.
We should build
the guy with the mohawk.
Awesome.
The dude with the mohawk.
What was it called? The Ayatollah of rock and roll or something.
Oh, I love that shit. Is that what it was?
I think that was
No. He was the Ayatollah
of rock and roll.
No. He's thinking of the Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
No. That's not. That had nothing to do with him. The one who's used it since then has been Chris Jericho. He called himself the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
And Sammy had the dude introduce him as the CEO of rock and roll.
Yeah.
I think he's Ayatollah of rock and roll. I'm
who was that?
Pretty sure that was the guy's name, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
Was that the main bad guy in that?
Pretty sure.
The guy with the mohawk?
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Keep going. We'll keep moving on. I'll research while we're doing it.
Ayatollah, rock and roller.
I'm pretty sure
rock and roller, hawk like solar, rolling like a roller.
My number seven is Goodfellas. I feel that it's Scorsese at
What's
his
What's your
finest.
Number eight?
Lethal Weapon 2.
All right.
My number... stay with us, Jeff. My number seven is Goodfellas. To me, it's just... it's magical Scorsese. You know what I mean? It's a great mob movie lined up with a great music score. And De Niro, and it's perfect to me. It's one of the, you know, it's a flawless movie.
It's later on my list. What do you want me to say?
Okay. I think you just said it.
A fantastic, I perfectly put together movie.
And absolutely.
Joe Pesci's brilliant.
Talk about it now or later. Okay. I guess that's what it comes
to. Joe Pesci's brilliant in it with De Niro, and Ray Liotta's great.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. It's great movie. Scorsese at just its peak. You know? You're number seven, John.
I went with Knight's Tale.
Really?
Yeah, oh, I really, really love that fucking
You got some Heath Ledger love going on.
It's totally silly.
I don't have a button for that.
I love that silly movie.
It's a good movie. It is.
Yeah.
It's out of the box.
Yeah.
Because
this
movie that's taking place in medieval times England, and they have a rock score to it.
And done in a
very brilliant way.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it fit. Yep.
I love that movie.
When I first watched it, I'm like, what?
Yeah, and they didn't... But the great thing is, though, they just didn't splash rock tunes over and over and over and over again, pack it full. They picked very specific ones that they put in very specific places.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yep. Like
when they're doing that dance, and it just slides right into David into Golden Years.
It's perfect.
Such
great shit.
It's perfect. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Perfect. They're coming back into London. They do the boys are back in town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, great. I knew you would like
great
that.
Usage of music. Yeah. I would put that. I would probably put that in my honorable mentions.
So what? That's your top 20?
Might make top 30.
All right.
But that's, you know, because there's a lot of other ones. If I told you the ones before that, you might be like, "Oh yeah, I get it." You know,
I'm sure. Yeah, we haven't got there yet.
Jay, your number seven.
My number seven is The Sound of Music.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Very surprised.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
The Hills Are Alive.
The Hills Are Alive?
The Hills Are Alive.
With the Sound of Griswolds. Oh, yep. Damn it. I didn't put Christmas Vacation on here. Or just Vacation.
The Hills I'll be right back.
Are Alive. Uh-oh. You got to pee?
Oh.
I can't hold it.
He can't hold it. He's going to bust.
It was an emergency. He gone.
Emergency.
Houston, we have a problem.
We need a bathroom down here, I guess.
Well, it's not like it would work real well if he could pee and talk at the same time. It'd be a little bit weird.
But it would take like 5 seconds compared to him walking all the way upstairs. And if there was like a bathroom right in that door over there.
Oh, we should have some of our shit. We need some of our shit. Fuck him.
I flush my shit. What do you want?
No, we have to have some of our new stuff in the bucket. Later. I know.
We're not there yet.
Not now, but we have to have some shit in the bucket. Hey, one here. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to hear a little bit of that.
Phil, John, seven. Phil.
One,
Phil.
Two, one, hey,
fill
here
it.
We go. Here.
Fill up the
run
space.
Away. Oh, here you go, and I'll tell you what, here we go, yeah. Here we go.
All I know is I'm getting cold down here. We gotta get through this top 10 so I can go warm up.
I got it. Just get the album done, guys.
Listen to
see,
this
I threw
asshole.
That out there like this, like boosh, boosh, boosh. That's right, Greg. You know what I'm talking about.
How'd that go?
And Bob condones it. He's like, yeah, let him rock and cock and roll.
Looking for a little slap and pickle.
Man, we don't have much more time with him being on his feet.
Look, Jay made it back.
Am I back?
Sound of Music is one of your favorites, really?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
We're still on me?
No, we filled some time. Oh, we didn't want you to miss anything.
Yeah, Sound of Music. I love this Sound of Music.
All right.
You guys don't like it?
I saw it once as a kid. I don't remember seeing it after that, really.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to recheck it out.
Yeah, I love this song.
On my list.
Really? Really?
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love the Sound of Music.
My number six is The Hangover.
Sorry.
My number six is The Hangover.
Sorry, I like the Sound of Music.
I don't know why he's laughing.
That bothers you, though. Sorry.
Why does that make you laugh?
That just makes me laugh. Okay. I don't know.
My number six was The Hangover.
All right.
Enough said. We can move on. John, your number six. We already covered it when John had it on his.
Well, wait till you see my other fucking butt. That made you laugh.
John, your number six. You do it.
Spinal Tap.
I don't think I'd put that in my top 10, but Spinal Tap, yeah, good movie. Makes me laugh my ass off every time I watch it.
I made a decision. And
very class. I guess you could say it would be. You have to see it if it was. But you know why I didn't put it in my top 10? Because I feel like it's one of those ones. It's not widely gotten. You know what I mean? It's like it's a very small niche of people really kind of get it more than a wider audience, I guess. In my head, anyway, that's what I kind of went with.
So if I was going to force everybody to watch something, that would be it. They have to watch that.
Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Goes to 11.
And whether you get it or not, I can't.
Right, but I
can't.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to force people to watch Sound of Music.
All right. Jay, you're number six.
That's perfectly fine, Jay. I think your decision is excellent.
You're number six.
I'm not saying anything.
You're number six, all right, Jay.
Wizard of Oz, motherfucker.
I can see that. I can see that. I haven't seen that in a while.
That's a great movie.
That's
a big, it used to be a yearly sit down.
Great movie.
That's
it used to be a yearly thing.
I enjoyed. I don't know.
I remember that being a yearly thing as a kid. Like obviously before you, when we were kids, you couldn't just go to. There wasn't video stores. Right. I'm talking about the pre-video store thing.
Yeah.
So when it was on, it was like, oh, if you don't see it, it's gonna be gone for another year. You know what I mean?
Right.
That type of thing. Right. My number five. is Beverly Hills Cop. Eddie Murphy at his finest, I feel.
I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Oh, I didn't have that on here. Son of a bitch. Oh, here I do, though.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I cannot
take just perfect Eddie Murphy shit. You know what I mean?
Good Eddie Murphy stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. John, you're number five.
I chose Wedding Crashers.
I knew you were going to give that.
I love that movie. It makes me
you
laugh.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Every time I watch it, and we have a ton of clips on the show we use from it. I mean, it's fucking hilarious to me.
We have a ton of clips.
Personally, Jackass. Funny as hell. And it's not like I ever said to Bob, hey, take this clip or this, that, and the other thing. All the clips he had done himself. So we both think this is funny as shit. It's okay. Fucking funny.
Wow.
He had done.
You motorboat son of a bitch. You old sailor, you.
Bitch, your ass is what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you just kiss my left nut?
You see how that works? You just throw it in
Jay,
there.
You're number five.
The Big Lebowski.
Oh, he put the Lebowski.
Oh,
that's a
good one. But see, John, I don't think I've watched the whole thing. Yeah, I can't.
Dude, I'm the dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What? You never watched it?
No,
you
never watched the whole thing. I haven't seen the whole thing. I can't.
Well, mark that down. That's with the Sound of Music. Watch the Big Lebowski.
You ever watched? You never watched the.
I think Sound of Music. I watched the Sound of Music.
Not the Big Lebowski, though.
I'm not the big.
How about the Wizard of Oz?
I did. Okay. I've seen that once.
The Big Lebowski.
My friend
just,
Anthony thought it was the craziest shit he's ever heard when I told him I hadn't seen Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah.
And he made me watch Willy Wonka.
You didn't watch Willy Wonka?
The original?
The original.
I still haven't seen that. I think I've seen like five seconds of it.
See? Look, that's
I haven't watched
why,
it at all. Because
I've hung out with people like you, asshole. Yeah. You don't even see.
Oh,
you're all angry now.
Wow, Mel, relax. Jesus.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I know. I just got crucified for not seeing it.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Holy shit.
You're a Willy Wonka.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be an asshole.
What was Jay's number five?
Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski. Oh, yeah. This is what you get for fucking. This is what you get when you fuck somebody. Larry. Oh, John Goodman is so good in that movie.
Yep.
He's awesome. You have to see that whole movie.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of
great movie.
I think we all have to sit and watch a couple movies.
Maybe we will. We'll go back to those old movie nights back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Fix him up.
We'll get John some big Bavarian pretzels. We all said
Bavarian pretzels.
My number four is Saving Private Ryan. I've never been in a war. But to me, especially the beginning of that movie, is thoughts, my opinions, I can't say because I've never been in a war, but I feel like that would probably be as close as you'd get to being in a war. You know,
it was on my big list.
The beginning of that is fucking amazing. I mean, you feel like you're right there and just, you know, experiencing as much as you can experience without being there. I mean, it's true. I mean, it's horrifying, but I don't know. It just, every time I see especially the beginning part of that movie, it just totally floors me of just how devastating war is. You know what I mean?
It's one of the most realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, at least we think. You know, I mean, none of us have been to war, so we don't know. But that's what I'm trying to say is that I only have what I've seen, so it definitely would. It made me feel like something I had never felt before when I've seen a war movie.
Yep.
You know, like holy, like almost like you were like feeling like you were there, like holy shit, this.
And they probably were fucking petrified and freaked out 5 million more times than that even. And it's just unimaginable that you've got these tools of destruction that are just cutting people in half. It's just, it just still amazes me, you know, what a bunch of assholes the human race is. But that's, I mean, great movie. Tom Hanks, great rest of the cast. Spielberg, fabulous movie. I remember Linda's father couldn't even watch. He wouldn't even watch it because he was in World War II. I mean, he was in the Navy. He was on a ship, but it would just. He didn't want to watch it because he was just afraid he'd lose it completely watching it. You know, so that must have. I'm sure there were a lot of people that didn't that were still alive through that war. They didn't want to watch that. You're number four, John? You're number four, John?
I took Star Wars for number four.
Ba-da-ba!
The first one?
Well, we talked about it.
Me and John talked about this one a little bit.
You got to start somewhere.
A New Hope.
A New Hope, yes.
So, yep.
Empire, probably the better movie, but you got to start with Star Wars. I feel like you can't go through Empire Strikes Back until you go through the original Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know?
So, the first Star Wars. That's
yes.
The, that's
in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
You know what? I'll tell you this. When I went to see the new Star Wars film, you wait for that boom, and the thing you know comes and it starts the music, and that scrawl you're reading, it just gives me that warm, tingly feeling like I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's. Yeah.
That excitement. Me while I whip this.
You know what I mean? That excitement, especially being in the movie theater. That's, it was just like, whew, you know?
All that's right. What you pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no other movie gets me. No other movie gets makes me feel that
hit
way except
you right
for that.
In the cockles.
Yeah.
Right in the cockles of my heart.
Number three, Jay? Four?
Four?
No, four.
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 Saving Private Ryan.
All right. Woo!
It's a good one.
Yeah, he's a good one.
It's on my big movie list.
We talked enough about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and mine will be real. My number three will be really short because it's Star Wars.
You skipped my number three.
No, we haven't gotten to you yet. I go first.
Oh.
I started.
Looking for a little slap and pickle.
We already discussed Star Wars, so. My three was Star Wars. What's your three, John?
My number three?
Yeah, your three. Your number three.
Dilly Dilly.
My Cousin Vinny.
Hmm. That would be. That
fucking would, makes me laugh my does. Ass off. I love that fucking movie. It's fucking
again, hilarious. Joe Pesci, fucking brilliant.
He's a magician.
I don't know if he's a magician, but he's good. And What's Her Face was great in it, too.
Oh, for God's sakes. Yeah, she was fantastic.
You think I'm hostile now? Wait till we get home. Jay, your number three?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump?
One of my favorite movies.
Oh, it's my one of my
favorite. I think it would make my top, maybe, I'd probably make my top 20. That would probably be in my top 20. I think I've burned out a little bit too much because they've shown, I got burned out a little bit too much on it. But it's one I like to return to once a year and watch it.
It's funny you say that. I have an explanation for that. Later.
Forrest Gump? Did you have a bad Gump moment?
Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Bob.
Run, Forrest, run! Lieutenant Dan. My number two is Rocky.
First Rocky movie. Give anybody a feeling of what being an underdog is like. You know, it's the ultimate underdog movie. It's, you know, it's great.
My number two?
Sure.
My number two, I took Forrest Gump. I love that movie. And let me tell you, I fought between this one and another one, but I usually pick Forrest Gump as my favorite movie.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I fucking love that movie. Man, I love it. But let's not end yet.
We got more to go here.
Yeah, somebody else's turn now.
Yeah, Jay. Number two.
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, it's on big list.
Yeah, it's definitely top 15, top 12.
It's on my big list.
Classic.
We just referenced that at band practice with Tom Farting.
Classic and appropriate. But we can inappropriate anytime you want to.
You can what?
Yeah,
there you go.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Tom was farting in band practice, and everybody was... Yeah, I think somebody says, oh, I picture this, and I said, oh, I picture Mungo over there around the campfire.
That movie's... classic movie.
Yeah, there's so many lines for that movie, too.
And the Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks.
There's a handful of Mel Brooks, yeah.
I know it's old, but, man. That movie's just...
That's got to be Mel Brooks at his best, right?
Yeah, for me, it was.
Spaceball's probably coming in second, at least for me.
A close second. I don't know. I love that movie. And just Blazing Saddles. Every time I watch it, I find something else just burst out laughing at it.
Inappropriate, and it's so brilliant, and it's inappropriate.
I know it is, but...
But that's what makes it brilliant.
You look at it as just
great,
a person. I mean, it's funny shit.
Yeah,
it's just funny stuff. I mean, the guy, it's just comedy. Come on,
it's awesome.
It's just lighthearted comedy. So I don't know, whatever.
It's great it's great rated R inappropriate comedy that was just like. You know, who cares who you're making fun of? They make fun of everybody they can.
We're just having fun. Fun. We're not trying to hurt anybody.
He would be crucified.
Oh, and
today.
It is now. You look at the comments that people make about it.
Get over it.
It's so racist and it's so... he's not trying to be racist.
He's not at all. He's taking something out of the time of what he's writing in.
It's comedy.
It's brilliant. Yeah, it's great. It is great.
He's not trying to hurt anybody. It's just comedy.
No. And Mel Brooks not only is one of the most, I'll say this, only the most intelligent offenders in comedy.
Right.
He'll get anybody and everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? An equal opportunist. Absolutely. You know, including his own. He's obviously a Jewish man, and he always done that stuff.
You don't even have to go there. I mean, it's just comedy. It's just general comedy.
My number one is The Godfather.
I knew you were going to pick that.
Did you? It was a fight in my head between Godfather, Rocky, and Star Wars. I really did, because they're my top three. I mean, easily, you could swing them around anyway, and I'd be fine with it. You know what I mean?
Whose turn is it?
But The Godfather
My turn?
Sure.
Grab the cannoli and leave the gun, John.
Yeah, I felt... like this. I got to tell you something. The Godfather movies, all of them, are fantastic. But they left me bored as a kid because of the length. So,
In saying that, how old do you mean as a kid?
When they came out.
When they came out? When the first Godfather came out, you were under a year old.
See?
You were bored. I didn't get into the Godfather movies probably till I was around 17 or 18. So it was like I didn't have that with getting bored with them.
All right. So I know when I was doing my list, it was very difficult for me to decide between Forrest Gump, which I always choose my number one movie. I love it. And so for this list, I chose differently.
Boy, because I'm trying to think which one it would be.
Because I wanted to mix it up a little bit. So for my number one on this list, I went with Goodfellas.
Oh, really?
I fucking love that movie, man.
Really?
I love that
movie. I would have never guessed that at all.
I love that
I never movie. Thought you were a mob movie person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Really? That one? I wow. am. I
you
love
learn
it.
Something every day.
I fucking love that
I'll
movie.
I'll say it right now. That is what I learned.
Wow.
Yeah. John yeah. I fucking love that movie. What a great movie that was to me. In my eyes, I just enjoy it. It's a great movie. It's a good movie.
Wow. Jay, you're number one.
Star Wars.
Hmm. Yeah, see, I could go with...
He's good.
Yeah. I could go with that.
The first one, actually. So.
Yeah, I mean... Like I said, I could take Star Wars, Rocky, and Godfather, and you could just... switch them around in any order, and I would be like, that's fine.
Mm.
You know? Mm-hmm. It was a hard list. Yes. Honorable mentions.
Ah, God, really? Tons.
The Godfather. It was hard for me not to put that on this list.
Obviously, I went with The Godfather instead of Godfather 2, but to me, it's one big movie.
It's one. You choose.
You know what I mean? Listen, I even enjoy Godfather 3, which isn't even close to the other two, but it put some kind of finish to things. You know
I loved it, but it was hard for choose.
Well, same with Rocky. My favorite Rocky movie probably is Rocky 3, really. But you got to start with the first. The same with the Star Wars thing to me with the Rocky movies. Mm-hmm. You got to know where it's coming
Airplane.
From.
Airplane.
Hmm.
Huh?
Stripes.
One? That's fucking hilarious shit, mm-hmm. man.
Stripes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Caddyshack.
Absolutely. Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit.
Blazing Saddles.
Jay got Blazing Saddles.
Braveheart in there.
Braveheart. Matrix. Gladiator.
Rain Man.
Had that Braveheart. Yeah, yeah. I
think Fargo was a great one.
Never saw Fargo.
Really?
Yeah, I got to see that.
Fargo was a great fucking movie. Oh, my God. Fargo was a great movie. Great movie. Great out there movie.
I love this one, but I had to leave it out.
Probably not a good one. Fargo's a good one to watch in the hot weather.
What were you saying?
Casino.
Yeah, see, I guess you just, it just gets compared to me with Goodfellas, and it doesn't.
Yeah, monsters.
I think that's also Scorsese, too. It's a great movie, but you're talking about Goodfellas, Godfather era, and it doesn't to me.
Hey, how about Jaws?
Jaws, yeah.
Great fucking movie. Gladiator, another great movie.
Jaws, I was traumatized.
Apocalypse Now, that was the one Apocalypse that came real close on my
top 10 list. There's so many.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, that was one that was real close to.
Bro, missed a hand.
Monty Python's Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail, I thought of big time.
Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Yeah, right?
What?
The Quiet Man.
What are you
man.
Doing? Turn off the camera. We're not done yet.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Clue, another one. Great movie.
I never really checked that out.
Really? Clue is a good movie.
I got to check that out.
Fight Club.
Yeah,
Fight Club. Great movie.
There's so many.
Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Oh, then you get into Clint Eastwood. You get Patton, Harry.
High Plains Drifter.
Outlaw Josie Wales. Oh, Tombstone.
Oh, Tombstone. Shit. Fucking great.
That would chuck something right out of my top 10.
Tombstone.
That might take The Martian out of my top 10. I love Tombstone. Tombstone's one of my favorite. Oy vey.
Yeah, that's why I kept coming across all these damn E.T.?
The extra testicle.
Yeah, extra testicles. Extra testicles.
I did think of that, yeah.
Extra testicles always help.
Yeah.
maybe not.
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Was Bridge Over the River Kwai, war movie. Yeah.
The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Munchausen.
Great. That's a freaky, weird old movie that I from 1988.
If you go to John Wayne, I like the War Wagons, my favorite one. Yep. Him and Kirk Douglas.
One Flew Over the cuckoo's nest.
Oh, my God. Nicholson. Yep. There's a whole bunch of Nicholson.
Hey, The Shining, I actually watched in its entirety for the first time. And that was. I'm like, why is this always so fucking great?
Yeah. Some don't hold up to some people.
For me, anyway, I don't know.
You know,
maybe I'm just weird. Maybe I wasn't shit-faced enough.
Shit, I was just about to say one, and then...
Gone with the Wind?
No.
Casablanca?
Nope. It went 48 hours.
Oh, yeah. Caddyshack? Dirty Harry?
Dirty Harry said... I did say that movie, but I was going...
Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Quiet Man. Oh, Princess Bride. That was one I had on my big list, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I did mention Die Hard, I think, somewhere.
You killed my brother. Prepared to die.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby! Don't you put that on us!
James, last episode, two episodes ago, so you didn't get to hear us playing that one a lot. That's our top 10 movies you need to see.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's all, folks.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking chongas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com. On Buzzsprout.com and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on Twitter and Instagram or Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page at Bob and John Super Duper Variety Power Hour, also on Untapped, Jay's Brew excuse me.
Sounds so difficult.
Sorry.
I learned that John really loves Goodfellas. Jay, what'd you learn?
I don't know. Pee more before I...
John, what'd you learn?
Pretty so episode.
What? What'd you learn, John?
Cold weather makes people more.
I thought I fucking nailed this last time. Hip hopopotamus.
Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Chica! He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker.
He's going to be very popular.